Brad and Alicia on the K Wake Up. The top of his CV that I was sent, it says Robert J. Ott.
You got it.
Do we go by Robert J. or Robert Ott or just Rob?
Most people call me RJO because they can't say all that.
Okay, very good. That is fair. And you, sir, with 97 South Song Sessions, which is coming up pretty quick here just down the highway from us in Penticton.
Yeah, we're very excited to be able to present the show again this year. It's the fourth annual, and believe it or not, we were able to pull it off last year, and it was a great show, and everybody was excited to see live music again. So we're back this year, July 22 and 23, at the Penticton Convention Center, and we're hosting songwriters and songwriter artists, of course, from Canada and from Nashville this year, because we're able to bring them across the border. So these folks are professional songwriters or artists that write their own songs, and the idea is that we put four of them on stage in a show, and they go around and play their hit songs and acoustically, and then they tell stories about how the songs are written, how they came to be, and song and stories about their careers. Just pulls back the curtain behind the process of how songs end up on your radio.
Yeah, it's really a chance to get inside the mind of the songwriter and find out how these things happen and come about. Who are some of the songwriters that we'll be hearing from this year?
Well, there's folks that everybody would know from Canada, like Kim Mitchell, Alan Frew from Glass Tiger, Neil Osborne, folks like that. And then we've got a good contingent of artists from Nashville, like Chris Stefano, who writes a lot of the Carrie Underwood songs, Tim Nichols, who wrote Live Like You Were Dying for Tim McGraw, and folks like Jeff Trott, who has been with Sheryl Crow for most of her career and wrote some of the great songs that you'll know from her catalog, like Every Day is a Winding Road, which he pulled out of an earthquake he experienced somehow.
You know, you never know where these things come from. Now, Robert, you've been in the music industry a long time. Who are some
That's
of the really exciting sort of rockers that you've had the chance to be in touch with and see some of their songwriting processes?
Well, notably, I was able to sign the rock band Rush later in their career. So I was, able to work with them and folks like Kim, of course, who is part of that that same scenario. So, you know, it's an amazing business. And what I love about songs is they kind of transcend genre. So a lot of folks come to the show and maybe they like rock more than country. And I hear a lot of comments about, wow, when songs are presented this way, they're really just songs. And we understand the stories. And I didn't think I'd like country, or I didn't think I'd like rock as much as country or pop, you know? So it gives people a chance to see how music is really kind of genreless when you get down to the song part of it.
97SouthSongSessions.com is the website. Tickets still available. Weekend passes still available.
That's correct. You could buy a weekend pass, which it gets you into two shows on consecutive nights. So you see all the artists. You don't have to worry about missing people. And that way you get to see a cross section of all the genres also. So highly encourage people to come out. Tickets are selling fast, and this is going to be a fantastic show. I'm so excited to be able to present it again this year.
There you go. That is Robert J. Ott joining us from 97 South Song Sessions, coming back again July 22nd and 23rd in Penticton. If you want to get your tickets, head to 97SouthSongSessions.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.